Hey, what's going on, my friend? Ooh, the sun is beautiful. All right, this video we're going to be talking about, I'm going to give you 7 secrets. MLM marketing. I'm going to talk about MLM marketing. The 7 secrets of top 1% MLM ranking stars. Okay, you want to be 1%, right? You want to be in the top 1%. Earners, producers in MLM. So I'm going to give you a few secrets here, and it's going to help you with your business. If you obey these rules I'm going to give you right now, you're going to be perfectly fine, okay? You're going to build a massive business, and it's going to sound so simple, it's going to be ridiculous, and it's going to be right under your nose. You just haven't paid attention, okay? So top 7% of the top 1% MLM ranking stars. MLM ranking stars, the first thing I want you to note is that they don't chase people around, okay? They don't go knocking on the doors of neighbors. They just don't do that, okay? Everything about the blessings that they have is positioning, and it comes to them. Does that make sense? It comes to them. But, you know, things just don't come to you. You don't just attract. You have to be positioned in a certain way before you can attract the blessings. Well, the first thing I want you to think is that there are two problems that plague the network marketing industry, okay? Two problems typically. And the first one is lack of leads, okay? And typically the second one is lack of money. But those problems, those two problems, leads and no money, are not just, they're not stand alone. They are, you know, when we talk about cause and effect, they are the effect of something else that's causing it, okay? You're on the internet right now. You can see a ton of videos with tons of views. That means traffic. That means human beings that are looking for the problems to get solved. And one of the major problems, okay, on the internet that people search for on Google is how to make money from home. So we don't have shortage of leads. That's not the problem here. We don't have shortage of leads. The main problem here is you don't know how to attract the people, tons of people, billions of people that are already on the internet. You just don't know how to do it. Okay, that's really the key thing that you need to note. You don't know how to attract those people. A ton of them, thousands upon thousands every freaking minute. Like literally, Google is processing 40 million searches every second, right? And yet, you have this problem of not having enough people taking a look at your opportunity. So the problem is not lack of leads. Maybe lack of money, but really, lack of money is never really a problem by itself. Lack of money is an effect of another problem, usually, okay? So I want you to think about it for a second, okay? Everybody keeps talking about lack of leads, lack of money, but that's not the real problem, okay? I think this third problem is the problem, okay? Lack of skills, okay? I think you don't have the skills to attract people in the digital age. There's tons of people on the internet, but there's something you're missing that you just don't know how to attract these people. And MLM marketing comes down to the skills of learning how to attract people the right way, okay? When you attract people, you have to keep them, okay? So there's a couple of things I'm going to give you as a step-by-step here, okay? Typically in this business or any type of business, there's 3 P's, okay? You have something you're selling. We call them product or services. That's the first P. But you need people to sell them to, right? You need people to sell them to. So that would be the second P. But to sell them, to sell your product to people, you need a process to do that. And that would be the third P. So when it comes down, so the 3 P's, you can count that as the first 3 steps. You just need to identify the first 3 P's. People, process, and product. And if you watch The Prophet, okay, which is another P, if you watch The Prophet on CNBC, you probably know that already, okay? So wiped out. First 3 steps, okay? Again, we already identified that lack of leads and lack of money is not the real problem. They're just camouflaged, okay, as the real problem. Leads is not our problem on the internet. Leads is not your problem when it comes to internet marketing, okay? You're already on the internet. You're probably spamming people right now, but they're not paying attention to you. In fact, you're coming off as needy. You're coming off as a spammer to them, and they don't like what you're offering, okay? Because you're not giving them what they want. See, in any business, Okay, the first step in any business is really to find out what your ideal customers, your ideal prospects, find out what they want and you give it to them. And if you give people what they want, they will want more from you, personally from you. In other words, you attract them, they will want more from you at any price that you give it to them, they will pay for it. Why? Because you've given first. You've outgiven your competitors, right? And so, three P's, people, product. You got people, it's all over the place on the internet, you see the views, okay? Product, okay? You have a product to sell, I hope so. If you're searching for MLM marketing, that means you have a product to sell. Well, but let me just first of all tell you right now that your product is probably not the cream, the soap, and the water, the alkaline water. Probably your number one product is the business opportunity, because MLM network marketing is about leverage, okay? It's about building a team. It's about making money from other people's time, okay? Because there's only so much you can sell in a day, even if you were working 24 hours, right? So you want to build a team. That means the product you're selling is a business opportunity, okay, ultimately. And I know I probably didn't say that politically correct, but you know what I mean. You got to build a team, okay? So as far as the product, selling the product, you will sell the product. It's not a big deal to sell the amount of product that you need to qualify. That's not the big deal. The big deal is here is that you're not attracting people that want to start a business from home, but there's a ton of them, thousands upon thousands of them searching on the internet. They're right now roaming around the place on the internet, and they're trying to figure their ways out, okay? So let's go to the fourth step. In the fourth step, I want to break down the process, okay? And I break down the process into three C's. The three C's is create, and then capture, and then convert. Okay, create, capture, convert. So that I give you the fourth, fifth, and the sixth step. Okay, fourth, fifth, and the sixth step, right there. Create, capture, and convert. Let's talk about create first of all. What are you creating? You need to create pieces of content online that answers your ideal prospect's questions. Okay, you need to create videos, articles, audios that answer commonly asked questions about your ideal prospect. So, ideal prospect, who's that? You got to figure that out, right? That's actually supposed to be the first step. You have to actually do a market research to find out who your ideal prospect is. Who's that ideal person you like to work with, right? Who's that ideal person you want in your team? You don't want naysayers. You don't want people that ask stupid questions like, is that a scam? You don't want people that will start a business but will not do anything about the business. You don't want people that quit within the first 2 weeks, right? You want somebody who is business savvy, maybe not savvy already, but they are ready to get started, but they won't quit on themselves. They believe in themselves. See, the reason why people quit on themselves is because they don't believe in the first place, okay? People that don't believe in the first place, they quit on themselves. That's just what they do, right? But you want the type of person that will get started with something but will finish it, right? So how do you attract such people? Well, again, you create... These people are already asking questions, okay? They're already struggling in something, right? They already have a problem. You create content that solves their problem, if you can do that, okay? If you can create content that solves their problem, if you can create content that answers their question, you win the game, okay? You win the game because now you became they start seeing you as the market leader. They start seeing you as a brand. They start trusting you because you show up every time with new answers to new questions that pop up in the marketplace. And now you attract them. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you step up to the table to answer the questions. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? All right, so you create answers and solutions to problems. Just the information. You don't have to solve the problem physically, but you give them enough information for them to want more, right? And the fifth step here will be the second C, which is to capture their attention, and you want to capture their contact information, okay? Why would you want to do that? Why do you want to capture their attention? Well, attention is at all-time low, right? Because there's so much stuff going on the internet, and you know, if you are creating creating answers to people's questions and giving them solution information to their problems, you will capture attention by default. But there's also another thing you want to do. You want to capture their contact information. And how do you do that? You give them another piece, maybe a little bit more premium content in exchange for their contact information, so you can keep serving them, okay? We go through all that process in details when you go through my free masterclass, at olatalks.com/mastermind. The link should be on the screen. Okay. Now, the sixth of that step is convert. You want to convert this to sales. This is about business, right? This is about making money, right? And the beautiful thing about convert is that you actually started that process all the way from the beginning. Okay. All of that started from the beginning. Like all the way starting from the three P's, the three C's, the first two C's. All of that is part of converting. You're preframing people. You're preframing people's mind. People are selling themselves in that process on doing business with you. And you don't have to do so much work in selling people, okay? And yes, the 80-20 rule still applies. But guess what? 20% of the people that you're attracting will do business with you, and that 20% will create a 6-7-figure business for you. But the rest of the 80%, what happens? Well, the longer they watch your videos, for every minute they watch your video, they're helping you spread the word. So that's attracting more people to you. So there's absolutely no waste, okay? There's just absolutely, some people will share your video and never really buy anything from you. Either way, you're making money. And if you follow the lead that I give you personally, if you're following that lead, there's ad revenues, okay? Just for people watching your video, there's ad revenue available on the internet, okay? So you don't have to wait until someone joins your business to make money. In fact, with the seventh step I just shared with you, the last of that seventh step is multiple streams of income. How about making money even if somebody doesn't join your business? How about that, right? How about actually making money even if somebody doesn't join your business? So multiple streams of income is the seventh step. And yes, in traditional MLM, they're going to tell you you're distracted. But that's not true. Best Buy has multiple streams of income. They don't just make money from selling TVs. They make money from selling soda, magazines, earbuds, right? As you're walking out through the door, they create multiple streams of income. That's why these people stay in business for long, because they're not just depending on selling one product, okay? If you're in only one network marketing company, that's just one product, right? And most people are not going to join your business. How do you make money from somebody who doesn't even join your business? And that's step seven, and that's some of the details I share with you in the free masterclass when you go attend. So what you want to do right now is, number one, you want to subscribe to this channel, because I bring very high quality content video like this every day. And you also want to give me a thumbs up if you like what you've heard so far. Please give me a thumbs up. But more importantly, okay, last but definitely not least, you want to go to olatalks.com/mastermind and reserve a seat in my free masterclass, where I go into the details of these seven steps on how you can apply it to your business, and you can start attracting people into your business for free without having to spend the dime on cold traffic ever. Massive amount of people, all right? So that's what I have for you on this particular video. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.